Why do you feel it's important to have a black woman on the Supreme Court?
First and foremost, because we've never had one. And we know that the demographics of this country are changing every single day. And we believe that representation is important.
The nomination of Mr. Thurgood Marshall, Solicitor General, to the position of Associate Justice Supreme Court.
When Thurgood Marshall became a Supreme Court Justice and he walked into the room, everything changed. The tone, the tenor of the other justices also changed, right? And so what we want to see is someone who can bring her legal acumen, her brilliance in scholarship, and her lived experience to those conversations and to those deliberations.
The reality is, we actually think that the absence of a black woman on this court is an abject failure, frankly. You look at the state of the country, and today, black women make 63 cents on the dollar. It's 2022.
And also on the concept of what it means to be a deliberative body, right? Mm. Now, we have to understand the civil rights movement is built on 5-4 decisions on the Supreme Court, right? And there have been times in history where justices have had their minds changed because of these conversations that are happening. It's that deliberation.
But what do you say to people who say this is just an affirmative action pick?